USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr has chosen to skip a House Judiciary Committee hearing today. The Department of Justice saying in a statement that there were plans to have committee staffers ask Barr questions in addition to questioning from committee members. And the department calls that inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. Yesterday, Democrats on a House committee were chiding Barr for how he handled the final report by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. In fact, Democrat Mazie Hirono called on Barr to resign. President Trump not impressed with yesterday's proceedings.
Three of them running against me, and they're up there ranting and raving, you know, like lunatics, frankly. And they're running, and how is that fair? So you have Bill Barr, highly respected, great attorney general.
Trump was speaking on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. According to the American Cleaning Institute, 76% of Americans participate in spring cleaning every year. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive John Sellers outlines tips and tools that can help you clean up your finances to maximize financial rewards.
Spring cleaning is all about hitting the refresh button, and that includes refreshing your spending and finances to maximize rewards. Try to stick with your favorite brands to accumulate maximum benefits through their rewards programs. Additionally, consider consolidating your savings and investment accounts down to one financial institution. This will simplify your banking, and the balance of your consolidated accounts may also qualify you for a program like Bank of America Preferred Rewards. Our Preferred Rewards members enjoy great benefits, including credit card rewards bonuses of up to 75%, home and auto loan discounts, no fees on select banking services, and more. And as a member's qualifying balances grow with Bank of America, so does their preferred rewards benefits.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
In Venezuela, opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for escalated strikes to force disputed President Nicolas Maduro out of power, as Maduro was holding on to power by a thread. The United States is supporting the opposition leader, but hasn't promised military action. Republican Florida Senator Rick Scott says he wishes it would.
I went down there and I went to Cucuta, and your just heart goes out to him. I talked to school children that they had to cross a river. That day the water was up to their chest. You know, these little girls, they're walking by themselves a couple hours to get over there because there's a school they get to go to and they get food. Went to a food kitchen where USAID pays for it, 5,000 meals. It's the only meal.
He spoke on Fox News. Meanwhile, Maduro has the support of Russia, China, and Cuba. The Federal Reserve ends a policy meeting without raising interest rates. In fact, it's indicated it may hold them steady for an extended period of time. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An independent privacy oversight committee may be in Facebook's future. Politico is reporting that the social media giant is in talks with the Federal Trade Commission over a settlement that would force Facebook to create the privacy panel. The FTC has been investigating Facebook since a privacy breach allowed the data of millions of users to be given to Cambridge Analytica. And as part of that agreement, the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, would be personally accountable for the handling of the company's privacy policies. The company is also expected to pay a fine of as much as $5 billion because of the issue. A Chinese family caught up in the college admission cheating scandal reportedly paid millions to get their daughter into Stanford. Reports are Yuzi Zhao, who also goes by the name Molly, was admitted to the Northern California school in the spring of 2017, and the family from Beijing paid $6.5 million to a Newport Beach businessman to get that child into the university. The businessman's pleaded guilty to the charges, along with parents and coaches entangled in the controversy, though this Chinese family has not yet been formally charged. And some new laws and rules in effect at Disney parks effective today. They're banning smoking, wagons, and oversized strollers at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.